they each knew that you had a relationship with the other.
Yes, ma'am.
And how did you manage that?
Oh.
You're a very busy boy.
A hectic open relationship gave him an idea.
So you put your two girlfriends in the same place?
Yes.
And he was willing to foot the bill.
You moved in with her?
Yes, I did.
So that he wouldn't have to make two trips.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Dario Rodriguez is suing his ex-girlfriend, Imani England, for an unpaid loan to get an apartment, lost wages, and a false arrest.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom.
It's case number 565 on the count in the matter of Rodriguez versus England. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Mr. Rodriguez, you claim a loan to the defendant.
Yes.
How do you know each other?
I met the defendant around November on an online site.
And when did you make this loan?
Well, what had happened is in November when I met her, we were all in together and she had a situation at her mom's house where she got kicked out. So I had her move in with me. And it was getting a little small because I was renting a room. So I had talked to her about giving a loan for an apartment for her and my witness.
Who was the witness?
My witness, her name is Torn. She is my girlfriend.
I'm not understanding, Mr. Rodriguez. You met the defendant online.
Yes.
She was your girlfriend.
Yes.
She was having some difficulty. You invited her to live with you.
Yes.
And you have a room.
Yes.
That you rent from someone.
Yes.
And in that room, who was living?
In that room, at that time, it was me. And she had no place. It was her. She had her own apartment. I apologize.
So you had two girlfriends?
Yes.
At the same time? I'm following. But only one lived with you in the room.
Yes.
The other one had her own place.
Yes, ma'am.
You're a very busy boy. And it was so busy that you said, you know what? Even I'm pretty good. I can't keep up with all of this. I think you should get an apartment, a place of your own.
Well, what had happened is the people that I was rooming with and staying with, they were telling me, hey, it's getting a little bit too crowded here. therefore, that's where
I suggested. Did they know each other?
Yes.
So they each knew that you had a relationship with the other?
Yes, ma'am.
I see something I don't. Keep going.
Okay. Around mid-December, I was able to help Imani and also Torn find a place with other roommates.
So you put your two girlfriends in the same place?
Yes.
Is there any more to this story than that, other than what he's telling me?
He has it pretty much to the T. My mom had kicked me out and...
No, I don't need the whole story. I just wanted to know that sometime in December, mm-hmm. he says he assisted you and his other girlfriend in mm-hmm. finding a place to live together.
Correct.
So that he wouldn't have to make two trips.
You.
Is that about right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. So you say you lent her some money.
Yes.
That's what the case is about, because I'm already getting a zhuzha in my head from the facts of this case, so I'm going to try to keep it as straight as I can.
That's fine.
How much money did you say you claim you lent to her?
Well, it cost...
Not a well. A well is not a dollar amount. How much do you claim you lent to her?
It was about $1,500 for the move-in, plus added car fare for her to go to work and school, and also I bought her clothes so that she can go to interviews.
I don't care.
Okay.
About clothes, car fare, anything else. It's not even what you discuss in your complaint. You say you gave her a dollar amount.
Yes.
To move into her own place.
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
About $750 is her split.
I don't care. About $750 is not an answer. You have a whole bunch of papers in front of you. But when I ask you how much money was the loan that you made to her, you say it was about $750. In your complaint, you say it was $1,000.
Well, the $750 was for the apartment, and there was also extras, which I do have evidence for. I had to
pay
for a bed.
Did he give you $750 to move into the apartment?
He didn't give me physically cash, no.
What did he do?
He, when we did the signing of the lease, he paid person I guess that's
so he gave them how much?
About, I think it was $1,000 or something for the deposit, for the deposit and the security to move into the house.
And you moved in with her?
Yes, I did.
Are you still living with her?
Yes, but we're living in separate rooms.
Was this $1,000 for the two of you? When you signed the lease, were you living in the same room? So it was for the two of you, right?
Yes, supposedly, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so now the deposit is for his two girlfriends in one room. And how did you manage that?
Oh, I mean, it's just every, well, she talks with her, talks with me, we all talk with each other. We just get along with, well, at that time, get along with each other.
Are we talking about just friends, Sarah? Are we talking about an intimate relationship?
It was an intimate relationship, but also friendship is also involved as well.
Okay, so you had your two girlfriends that you put in one room together.
Yes.
And you paid $1,000 for the rent and security deposit. Okay, and that's for both of them. Keep going.
So what had happened is...
I don't want to know what happened. You believe she owes you the $1,000?
Very much so.
Okay, but she doesn't because you put it down for both of your girlfriends. So if she owes you anything, she owes you half of that, which is $500, and you have to tell me how it's a loan.
Well...
I haven't heard that it was a loan. All I heard was that you went to the landlord. It was getting too crowded. The people where you were living say your two girlfriends can't keep coming and going here like it was a revolving door to Macy's. So get them both out of here. So you found them one room to live in. You went, you gave the landlord a deposit for both of them. But now they're not sort of living together. They're still living in the same place, but they each have their own room that had nothing to do with you. So at most, if it was a loan for half of this rent, for at most it's $500. Okay. I haven't heard anything about a loan.
My witness can actually speak on that behalf. She was there, a witness.
No, you tell me. I'm asking you.
Yes. Well, what happened is it was actually more than $1,000 because it was $1,500 that I had to give up to the landlord. So it technically was more than
$1,000. I don't care.
Okay. And I did say to the witness and Imani that this was a loan that you'd have to pay me back, which the witness had paid me back, but Imani has not.
Okay. Did you give him back the month's rent and whatever security deposit there was?
No.
Great. So you owe him $500. Anything else?
So she had gotten me arrested and put a restraining order on me.
She did. She did. But you went to court on that, sir.
Yes, and it got dropped.
No, it didn't. You consented to it.
No, the criminal charges got dropped.
Yes, the criminal charges got dropped because it was all part of a protective order. And you consented to the protective order.
The reason why I consented...
I don't care why.
Yes.
I don't care whether it was April 1st or Purim or Passover or Easter. I don't care what the reason was. You consented to the protective order. In exchange for consenting to the protective order, they dropped the criminal charges. It all emanated from one incident, right?
I'm sorry.
No, it all emanated from one incident.
Yes, it did.
Perfect. She owes you $500. Are we done here? I'm done.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Step out.
He was very abusive towards me, verbally and physically.
I did none of that.
He got a machete and he was like, bam. And then he hit me with like a construction ruler. You know what those construction rulers that look like an off tee? It's nothing. He's irrelevant.
Life isn't fair when you're in the right.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hatfield versus Gonzalez. Step forward.
James Hatfield is suing his neighbor, Ruben Gonzalez, for the death of 50 of his chickens caused by a dog attack.
Mr. Hatfield, how far away do you live from the Gonzalez family?
It's approximately a half a mile on the same street.
And it's a rural area?
Yes.
You raise chickens on your property?
Yes.
How many?
At the time, there was 75.
Do you do them for your own purposes, or do you sell the eggs, or do you sell the chickens? What do you do?
We sell the eggs and use them, and we raise them for showbirds.
And who lives in your house?
My girlfriend, Alexandra.
And this gentleman
Steve lives on the property.
He lives on your property?
Yes.
His name is?
Steve Goldsmith.
It is your claim that Mr. Gonzalez's dogs got into your chicken coop, killed many of your chickens, destroyed the property.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Gonzalez says could have been anybody's dogs, could have been a coyote, could have been another animal that got into the chickens, but you have a witness.
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have a witness.
I do have a witness. I have my
wife. Okay. This happened on December 29th of last year.
That's correct.
About what time?
Approximately 3:30 is when I got the call.
From Mr.?
From my witness, Steve. He gave me a call that he saw dogs.
Mr. Goldsmith, could you stand up, please? You live on the property?
Yes, ma'am.
You sort of mind the place?
I kind of look over it.
Okay, would you tell me what you observed on December 29th of last year?
I was outside and I noticed these two dogs in the backyard.
Could you describe the two dogs for me?
One was black and white and the other one was brown.
How big?
Average size, probably about 30, 40 pounds, somewhere around there.
Had you ever seen the dogs before?
No.
What were they doing?
The black and white dog was chasing the chickens, and then the brown dog would grab the chicken around the throat and strangle it.
Did you chase them?
Yes, I did. I chased the dogs off the property, then I walked back further into the backyard and noticed there was a whole bunch of chickens that died. So at that time, I called James, and I told him what happened. And so then I followed the dogs and followed them around the street till they went home.
So the dogs were hanging around?
No, as soon as they left the property, a matter of minutes, then I talked to James and then I got in my van and I went around the corner and found the dogs and then I just followed them.
The same two dogs, the black and white and the brown?
Yes.
So you just followed them and where did they go?
They went in and out of people's yards and then finally they went to the house that they were at. There was a lady next door that let the dogs...
You mean they went to the Gonzalez house?
Yes.
And what happened with the lady next door?
She let the dogs into the fenced area.
So there was a fence around the Gonzalez house?
Yes.
Did you have any conversation with this woman?
A little bit, and then the wife came home, and then I talked to her, and I told her what happened.
When the neighbor opened up, had to open the fence to let the dogs back in?
The Gonzalez, the next door neighbor, opened the gate and let the two dogs back into their property.
And did you have any conversation with her, with the next door neighbor?
A little bit. I explained to her what happened. And then when I was done talking to her, then the wife came home.
This lady here?
Yes, ma'am.
When you say this lady came home, she came home in a what? Was she in a car?
She was in a car. She was right outside the gate and she was on her cell phone.
And did you tell her what happened?
Yes, I did. I told her what happened.
Did she respond to you?
Yes, she did.
What did she say?
She told me that the dogs had done this before. They had, I guess, relatives with the kids there, and the dogs had attacked their chickens and killed them in front of the kids.
So they had chickens also?
Yes, at one time.
That's not true.
And that's what the wife told you?
Yes.
Go.
I don't believe that's true.
Well, I don't care what you believe.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're not going to be foolish enough to call your wife as a witness, are you? Because your wife doesn't want to fall into my mouth. I'm telling you. So you want to call her as a witness?
I do.
Perfect.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
James Hatfield says dogs owned by neighbor Ruben Gonzalez killed 50 of his chickens.
Now, I don't care what you believe. I believe every word that came out of this man's mouth. I want you to understand that. I believe every word that came out of his mouth. I believe that he came upon your neighbor because he's not cunning enough to make up a story that your wife pulled up in a car. She was on her cell phone. She had a conversation with him. And in that conversation, she said that she had some relatives over once, and the dogs had attacked chickens that you used to have. If you think that I think that this man is cunning enough to make up that story, then I suggest you get another line of work. Now, you're not going to be foolish enough to call your wife as a witness, are you? Because your wife doesn't want to fall into my mouth. I'm telling you, you want your wife to fall into my mouth? I'm more than happy, because you weren't home.
Well, she is my witness.
Because you weren't home. So you want to call her as a witness?
I do.
Perfect. Trust you to be chivalrous.
Absolutely.
Trust you to be chivalrous. Your husband wants to subject you to some examination. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm waiting.
Okay, shall I?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get on. December 29th. You're coming home from where?
I'm coming home
from where?
From work.
From work. Where do you work?
I work for the sheriff's office in San Luis Obispo.
And what time do you get off from work?
I get off of work between 4 and 4:30.
And how long does it take you to get home?
About 45 minutes.
So you got home a little after 5?
Correct.
Your husband wasn't home?
No, ma'am.
Did you speak to your next door neighbor?
No, ma'am.
You remember speaking to this man?
I do.
You're good. By the way, your two dogs are what kind of dogs?
One.
What kind of... Don't look at him.
I know.
What kind of dogs are they?
One is part pit bull, and the other is, I'm not sure what she is.
How long have you had them?
7 and 4 years.
One of them is black and white?
Correct.
One of them is brown?
Black.
Now, you had a conversation with this gentleman.
Yes, ma'am.
What did he say to you? What did he say to you?
I was getting the keys out of my car to unlock the gate, because we have...
Just a second. Listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know what you said to him.
Well, he pulled up to my left-hand side. I looked at him, and he said, are these your dogs? I said, yes, they are. And he said, well, they attacked some chickens. I said, I'm so sorry. And I really was sorry.
Very good. I'm so sorry they... Pay attention to me.
Because we don't want animals hurt.
I'm so sorry. Keep going.
How many chickens did they attack? He said about 40. And I said, are you sure they were our dogs? And he said, yes, because he followed them here.
Yes.
I said, but they're in the yard.
Okay, now that's all I want to hear. Now
yes,
you
ma'am.
Sit. Before you get yourself into trouble, sit.
Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He says, we walked the fenced area, and at one location, you could see where the dogs seemed to have been digging out.
I don't know what fence he's talking about.
You don't know a lot of things. You knew enough to go over the next day, not as a good
Apparently.
Samaritan.
Oh, as a good neighbor.
Sure.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. James Hatfield says, dogs owned by neighbor Ruben Gonzalez killed 50 of his chickens.
Okay. Do you have anything else? You have anything else?
Yes, I do.
Go.
Our dogs did not kill their dogs.
Oh,
chickens.
Yes, they did.
No, ridiculous. They did not.
Okay, very good. I'm waiting to hear another witness.
All right.
Just a second. Waiting to hear another witness. I'm waiting. Okay. Can I see the damage report? All right. Mr. Gonzalez came to your house the next morning?
That's correct.
And helped clean up the dead birds?
Yes.
When he came over to help clean up the chickens the next morning, did you discuss with him paying for the dead chickens and for the damage to the coop?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He said he would.
And you said to the police when they responded that Hatfield stated he wanted to keep it between the neighbors as he felt that Gonzalez was going to do the right thing.
That's correct.
Evidently not. After meeting with Gonzalez, this is the police department saying Gonzalez acknowledged that his dogs had come off the property and that he went over and helped Hatfield clean up the mess. He felt badly about the incident and would work with the owner about reimbursement. That's what it says.
That's wrong.
And when you walked over with the Animal Control Service, they walked over to the fence. They saw the area where the dogs had dug under the fence, where someone had recently put dirt to try to cover up the area, because that's what he says here. He says, we walked the fenced area, and at one location, you could see where the dogs seemed to have been digging out, and that some soil was recently covered up in the area. I advised Gonzalez to address this.
I don't know what fence he's talking about.
You don't know a lot of things, sir.
Well, that's not
you
true.
You don't know a
I
lot of things.
I disagree with you.
You don't know a lot of things.
I disagree with you. That is not true.
You don't know a lot of things. You knew enough to go over the next day, not as a good
Apparently.
Samaritan.
As a good neighbor.
Sure.
Absolutely. As
sure.
a good neighbor to
right.
see what had happened.
Right.
If it was my dogs, I was going to do the right thing.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Now, listen to me very carefully, sir.
I'm listening.
Listening to me very carefully.
Listening.
There are two possibilities. Either they got out from digging under the fence, because they certainly got into his yard by digging under the fence, because your yard is fenced.
Yes.
Right. So whether they got out by the fence, or if I believe Mr. Goldsmith, which I do, your neighbor
collusion going on here, right here.
Yeah,
there's collusion going on here. He lives on the property. Of course he's going to say that.
Sir, you sound ridiculous.
No.
You sound absolutely ridiculous. I'm telling you, Mr. Gonzalez, ridiculous.
That's fine. You can tell me, but that's not true.
Yeah. May I see how much you pay for the chickens, please?
We raise the chickens from eggs. We hatch them ourselves from our incubator.
Okay.
And we've been doing this for the last 5 years, selecting which ones we want to
Did you
show.
Finally get a head count of how many were killed?
50.
Now the story's changed. Now it's 50.
It's been 50. It was 42 bodies, and we never found the other eight.
No, never found the other
50
eight.
50 chickens.
They either flew away or they
Listen
found the other
Listen to me carefully.
Eight.
50 chickens, $100 a chicken, $5,000. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm happy that we got a proper verdict.
Absolutely outrageous. It's nothing that was here was true.
It was pure carnage.
Our dogs didn't harm anybody.
I hope we could all just learn something from this and move on.
Our dogs, when my wife got home, were locked up behind the gate, behind the fence. There's no way they could have gotten out.
Time to raise more chickens.
We just got to move on from here.